This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. Just the other day, I was outside right at dawn. The thermometer by the barn door read 22 degrees, so a chilly morning. But I'm standing out in the Mosquito compound, and I said out loud, spring. Yeah, we're barely into the new year, and I was feeling spring. I mean, was I feeling it? I had to pause. No, I was hearing it. Birds were singing. Many birds were singing. You're teasing me, right? I said to the many birds singing. I mean, we were headed to some more very cold mornings, you know, coming. And on those mornings, there was still much song. I haven't seen some mating behavior, nest building, those kind of things, but I'm hearing a lot of song. Song that says spring, and it makes me feel pretty good. Oh, yeah. Makes me want to sing, too. I don't want to scare you, but it makes me want to sing, too. Anyway, sometimes when Ms. Mosquito and I are out and about poking around in the desert or the hills near our home, she'll always point out prickly pear stems. Those are the same as pads, stems, that are shaped like hearts, like, you know, hearts, like Valentine hearts. It doesn't matter the species of Opuntia. It could be, as long as it's heart-shaped, a stem, I think I'll call them pads. So, you know, so Opuntia chlorotica, Ingomanii, Macrocentra, Santa Rita, if we see a heart-shaped pad, we take a picture. I have no idea what I will do with all these photos. And, you know, when I'm searching through photos from a hike, I will invariably come across a photo of a heart-shaped prickly pear pad. Sometimes, too, I've noticed that the species Santa Rita or even Macrocentra, those that get a nice purplish hue to them, oh, those look very cool. Am I getting into it? Anyway, I suspect you see heart-shaped pads as well, and I bet you photograph them, and so now you know you have company. We can exchange photos. Oh, check this one out. Oh, yeah. Oh, dear. Where were we? Well, recently we were shooting photos of prickly pear hearts and other plants in the Pelencio Mountains, and we came across a cool plant called kidneywood, a little two-foot-tall, multi-branched kidneywood. Between being browsed by cattle and deer, you know, and sometimes real cold winters, they were kept really small. In the Mule Mountains around Bisbee, I find 5 or 6 foot-tall plants. In the Coyote Mountains west of Tucson, in a hidden canyon, you can see small trees of kidneywood, 12, 15-foot-tall trees. It's a legume. It's in the Fabaceae. The genus Eisenhardia is after Carl, a botanist, a professor of botany, German, Carl Eisenhard. Species Orthocarpa means upright seed. That's up at the top of each branch. Used to be Polystachia, means multi-branched. The pinnate leaves are stinky, and the numerous white flowers atop the branches before the seed are very fragrant. Yeah, common, but a very cool plant to stumble across on a rocky slope. During a lunch break on that day, under an oak tree in those Pelencios, Ms. Mosquito reminisced our 40 years together. She likes to do that. And at the start, it was a long distance dating. She was in Santa Fe, me in Tucson, and someone was always leaving, see in a few weeks sort of thing. And I thought it'd be fun to write a song about that kind of dating, or, you know, a lover, a friend coming and going. Okie dokie artichokey, quite a while crocodile. I like the way you hokey pokey. You got your own little style. Oh, you're cute as a button. You're the kitty cat's pajamas. You're a sweet Atlantic puffin. You're a hurdy woolly yamas. Ye gods and little fishes. Goodness gracious sakes alive. You're the answer to my wishes. You make me want to shuck and jive. Listen, you're my cup of herbal tea. You're a big old mug of Joe. You're my princess in the pea. You're a glass of fine Bordeaux. I know you gotta get a going. You got a lot of fish to fry, but I'm hoping that you're knowing I'm gonna need a hug goodbye. See you later, alligator. y'all come back real soon, 'cause you're my little sweet potato, and I love the way we spoon. Oh, you're my little sweet potato, and I love the way we spoon. Yeah. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.